College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons, 5 o'clock on a Friday. Andy Hart flexing Ted Johnson with no sleeves.
My God.
Especially if you're watching on Twitch.
He's
excited. He rode the...
licenses for those?
Rode the hog in. And his Harley.
I need a permit. I rode Sherman in. My bike's
Sherman?
Name is Sherman, yes.
Did you name your bike?
You got to name your bike.
Is that a thing?
That's a thing. I didn't know that until I got my license. And when I got the day I passed the class, the nice lady, the instructor, says, you got to name your bike now. And I didn't realize that was a thing. So if you own a Harley, you name your bike. So my bike's name is Sherman.
Where'd that come from?
If you look at the color of my bike, it is army green.
So it's a tank.
Looks like a Sherman tank.
Mm. Kind of like that.
I did the same with my rollerblades.
What would you name your rollerblades?
Gary.
Gary right and Gary left, or?
Oh, my God.
He's the best. Don't ever change.
I didn't know naming your rollerblades was a thing, but according to Stiz, it is.
Does your wonderful girlfriend also have a name for hers?
It's Pretty Girl.
Ah,
perfect name for it. Pretty Girl. Yep.
On the nose.
2015 Softail Heritage. It's beautiful. It's got the fat kind of white walls.
Yeah.
And the tires that kind of give it that little differentiation from other bikes. It's cool.
Oh my God.
How Dan said, like he's a motorcycle.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want him to feel acknowledged.
On a weekend like this, driving up to the Kangamangas or something with your girl
best.
On a bike. Oh my God.
The Kangamangas is so, we did a ride up there with about 7-8 other people, and they were ex-stadies. And so so they were literally giving us an escort the whole way through the Kangamangas Mountains, our trail in the White Mountains in New Hampshire. And it was one of the funnest experiences I've ever had on a bike.
Of course, Ted gets an escort.
I was going to say, of all the I'm Ted Johnson and you're not stories I've heard so far on this show, that might be the first.
I don't know. Going to Vegas with no tickets and ending up at U2 in the Sphere or whatever the hell that was a pretty good Ted Johnson story, too.
Oh, I got lots of them.
Yeah, we know. We when you sprinkle them in and we don't see them coming. I like when they're just a surprising, like today, Sherman Tank, the Ted Johnson motorcycle. It's 5 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock on a Friday, so it's a special, special drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. In the left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoon.
So we've obviously spent a good amount of time talking about football. Patriots ended their preseason last night. They are already underway, cutting players from the roster, heading towards Tuesday's cutdown day. But there was a big baseball game last night in New York as well, and the Boston Red Sox got a 6-3 win. Roman Anthony hits a 2-run home run to give them a little insurance scoring late. The bullpen was really good after Lucas Giolito was just kind of meh to start the game. And speaking of naming things, we are in the process. We're going to be getting a puppy soon, guys.
Oh,
and,
baby.
There's been a family text chain of puppy name ideas been bouncing around.
What do you got?
Would you like to share yours, first of all?
Wait, my what?
Your nomination?
Well, my first nomination was Miller.
Yes.
As in Miller Lite.
Right.
But no, you know what popped up last night and now seems like it's got some strong support?
Roman. Oh, I like that.
I think that home run might have got our puppy named.
Interesting.
Yankee Stadium home run.
Especially
late
if it's like a little small little dog.
No, it's a golden retriever.
Oh, then okay, Roman. All right, that's fine.
Apparently,
that's
doesn't cool. like it as much. As
I'm not, it's gotta be hypoallergenic, so I'm more favor the poodles.
But plus, I feel comfortable. You call it Roman. People might know it's named after Roman Anthony, but he's got an 8-year contract, and he looks like he's going to be one of the best players in baseball for the next decade. Yeah.
Seems like a safe bet.
It does feel very safe. So where does
there's
it go
probably
wrong?
A lot of people with dogs named Mookie who are saying, I thought it was a safe bet.
Yeah. Mookie was on the list.
Really?
Yeah, Mookie was brought up by one of my kids.
I'm glad you didn't
go with that. So if I tell you that my kids' name's dog, their dog that my kids have, is named Raji, what would you think of?
Raji?
BJ Raji?
BJ Raji.
No kid. You guys named your dog after BJ Raji?
Like they,
how did that happen?
It was.
Was it after he scored that touchdown?
My son was very young and just thought BJ Raji was this, you know, who doesn't like BJ Raji?
I like him, but I don't know that I would name my dog
after him. It's through the eyes of kids, you know?
Okay. Anyway, we talk about Roman Anthony. He had a massive home run last night that brought us one of the best calls of the year, thanks to Lou Maloney and Will Fleming.
At least it's not bases loaded. It's just a man on second. Maybe we can get him in.
Roman drives one. High and deep and gone! Roman reigns supreme in Gotham.
Lean back.
A ground ball to short. Story's got it. He throws to first in time. Ball game over. And the Red Sox win game one, full on, balls on the table.
That was a big win for the Boston Red Sox. They managed the bullpen. The bullpen, as I said, did not give up any runs.
Acknowledge me.
And, Ted, we talked about this a little bit earlier, the joy in Lou Maloney when he hit the ball. But just before that, he was kind of taking a snarky shot at the baseball team.
And he
goes,
should have.
Good thing the bases aren't loaded. Maybe we'll actually score here.
At least it's not bases loaded. It's just a man on second. Maybe we can get him in.
Sorry.
Gone.
He's got to talk like that because what are you seeing up to that? So he's seeing a team that in the first three innings had four walks. The Yankees had three errors and only one run to show for it. And then after that, you saw an inning that started off with a double. So no outs, a man on second, couldn't get him across. And then the next inning, they get a double to start the inning. And they, again, no outs, man on second, can't get him across. So it had to be frustrated at that point, thinking, well, it doesn't matter where the base runners are. They're not going to get him in. And then, of course, he hits the home run and they get him in. So, I mean, Roman was what an unbelievable just swing. I mean, he was swinging for the fences, and it literally
because it's close, he should.
And then also, I thought he had a play out in right field that was brilliant too, where he was backing up, and it was kind of he almost turned the wrong way, but he still made the play, just an athletic play. I mean, the guy's a top 10 defender out in the field as well. So the kid's been brilliant.
So I know you love statue talk. When should we start the Roman Anthony statue talk? Is he the next statue? And screw Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft. The next statue in town is actually.
I think it's, Ted Williams is already up there. Hey, so you might as well etch one in there. There's plenty of room for it. I mean, we talked about this earlier, and I heard it on the Fox broadcast, Ted, but he's acing every test that you're giving him. Every first that Roman Anthony gets, first big hit, first walk-off hit, first home run in a big spot in Yankee Stadium, that's kind of a big box you got to check as a Red Sox player.
And it gives you a lot of confidence, obviously, in the young man moving forward, but it just gives you hope that this didn't feel a little, even though it was, I don't know, there's both pitchers were kind of throwing up all over themselves.
Oh yeah. It's an ugly game.
The game was taken for, but it had a vibe. It had a feeling. Yep. It had this oh man, this feels like it used to feel kind of vibe to it. And let's face it, if Roman Anthony can go into Yankee Stadium and perform like that, how do you not get excited about that? Because obviously that's a different environment to play those guys in that. And it looked like the Yankees were the ones that were kind of not ready for the moment.
They aren't. And I swear, if you pounce on them, if you make it a little uncomfortable for them and their fans, they will be the ones that will crack under the pressure. And the other thing I love about Roman Anthony is, so the game I went to, the Friday night Fenway walk-off, now you got Yankee Stadium. We talk about, whether it's practice or Drake May a year ago, having sort of those visual, memorable, one-off moments where you can say, remember when he did X or Y. And he's already starting to stack those up a little bit. He's special, and your guy. I think you trust Alex Bregman and his assessment of fellow baseball players.
Without question. Loves the kid.
Yeah, he's got some pretty strong words for Roman Anthony. he's got some pretty strong words for Roman Anthony.
They were good words.
He's probably the most mature 21-year-old in baseball-wise I've ever been around in my life. We're trying to find out what he does wrong, honestly. We don't know if he has any vices or anything. He just does everything the right way, and the moment's never too big for him. He knows who he is. He knows what he does well, and he sticks to that, and he executes.
Did he say we don't even know if he has any vices yet?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, oh, he did say that.
Okay. Well, it's an interesting direction to go.
I don't know if it's a true vice. I mean, we saw the video. I think he enjoys being around a lot of women.
A lot of women?
I don't think that's the word he was looking for, though. You know what I mean? I don't think he meant vices.
Oh, no,
I think he did.
He was saying, like, does this guy have a flaw, or is he St. Anthony?
Yeah,
no, he was definitely questioning in a joking way.
Man, I would think, too, in baseball, like, you're going to get to know your teammates unlike any other sport.
Yeah.
Because you're with them all the time.
Right.
So, like, if you have any picadillo, any negative anything, you're going to it's going to be picked up eventually, right?
Picadilly?
You know another word?
I'm not familiar with it.
I think it's Piccadillo, but still.
Wasn't there a pub, a Piccadilly pub?
Yes, there was.
Yep. I was making up words. You know. But Piccadillo is, I think, the word.
I think you said it right. I just it struck me. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
I can teach you something.
You're teaching me. You are a teacher with
it's
no
amazing.
Sleeves.
I thought Tufts left nothing untaught. But
Dan Ball, good news for you.
Yeah, what's up?
We now have official reports.
We do.
Of?
Walker Buehler has officially been removed per Pete Abraham from the Red Sox rotation.
And you guys are taking joy in it, and I don't take joy in that.
Where do you see joy?
I don't know. You guys were like laughing behind the glass when we first heard the news.
That's not on the radio. We can have our conversations off air. Plenty of stuff that we don't bring on the air. I don't take joy in any of it. I like that I was right. I'm not going to lie to you. I think I was a little early maybe for the guy, and I'm disappointed that it didn't work out. And I am kind of intrigued, Ted, in what he can be as a potential bullpen weapon, maybe medium leverage kind of guy, but a guy who's been in October before, has pitched out of the bullpen and done well last year for the Dodgers in October. So I also hope, by the way, if this is just to get Richard Fitz into the rotation, I'm not a fan of this. If it's to get Kyle Harrison in the mix or maybe Peyton Tolley down the line, even if it's not this direct time around, that's what I'm hoping this leads to.
I mean, the guy got a ton of opportunities.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of teams that diminished his role a lot sooner than the Red Sox. I think part of that is just Cora is going to give veteran, accomplished players like him as much benefit of the doubt as they can until the very, very end. And so Walker Buehler is at the end, man. I mean, he just 9 games in a row where he can't get past 5 innings.
Yeah.
In 9 straight games. Enough is enough. And so they're making the right decision.
Yeah. And his comments didn't necessarily earn him any extra time. The guy is struggling, like emotionally, mentally, confidence-wise. He's been struggling with his confidence for 2 months now, ever since you DFA'd him in your mind.
Well, maybe there's the correlation. But, Ted, I mean, you can speak to this certainly better than I can, but when you're dealing with the reality of, hey, I might no longer – my time as a baseball player doing this thing that I've done since I was 3 years old might be getting closer to the end. I feel for him. I feel if that's the kind of internal battles that he's having.
You know why? Because you don't want to limp to the finish line.
Right.
You know what? I think there's probably not, other than quarterback in the NFL, a lonelier position in sports than the pitcher in baseball.
Right.
Like, it's just you and you alone, brother, out there. And you just, especially pitching bad for a team that believed in you and that has maybe a little something special cooking up that you aren't a bigger part of that success.
Right.
It's gonna be hard to hang up the cleats. My guess is he'll see if he can't catch fire. I mean, he's obviously going to be still. I was curious. I didn't know he's been in a bullpen role before.
Yeah, that was.
And how do you react to that?
Yeah, kind of alternated. And that was one of the biggest things that I think got him the contract he got, is he pitched the last inning of the World Series last year for the Dodgers. And he wasn't, I mean, he was great in that. So if he still has the fire that kind of attracted me to him when he first signed in Boston, then I'm curious.
So he's not going to, he's not going to tell Cora, I don't want that role. That's not who I am. Like, he's going to say, yeah, coach, whatever you say, coach, kind of. I mean, that's
what I'm hoping.
Red Sox got a big win in New York. The Patriots got shellacked 42-10. They didn't play well.
Good
but,
word.
Nothing that happened on the field, I think, was overly dramatic from a Patriots perspective. Their starters didn't really play. Yeah, you had Duggar and some other guys out there doing some things. I think the most notable thing from last night was what the head coach had to say after the game when he was asked a seemingly innocuous question about Jalen Polk and his shoulder surgery.
Like, there was a report today that Jalen Polk will have to have season-ending shoulder surgery. Can you add anything to that?
No, I don't know, other than I'd like to find out where some of these come from. You know, some of these rats around here, so we'll figure that out.
So rats.
To Giardi's point, some of these.
Yes.
So he acknowledged what Giardi said, where there's a couple that have snuck through the gates here.
And I know this is a big deal. This was a big deal to big Bill Belichick, that one voice. I'm the one voice, like no whispers and all this. I also wonder in my mind if this could be. So we earlier kind of workshopped this, worked through it. Could he be talking about Elliott Wolf, who's a holdover and seen by Ted as kind of the eyes and ears of the ownership group? And then it came to my mind when we were kind of in a break. Ted, you brought up Bill Belichick's interview with the Boston Globe yesterday when he bitched about you got the owner and you got the owner's son and you got all these people. I mean, I think we all believe owners and owners' sons, whoever you want to call them, talk to the media. Have sources. You know, Adam Schefter might be a text buddy with somebody. Ian Rappaport might be a text buddy with somebody. That would be the worst thing, in my opinion. If he's talking about Elliott Wolf, okay. Now have a power fight, win some games, get rid of Elliott Wolf. But if you're already in any way feuding with the ownership level people.
No way.
Okay.
No.
Because that would be a terrible.
Not in a million years.
Terrible start. Mike, you haven't played a game.
Mike's a smart guy, man. He knows that would not be. No,
He's a smart guy, but he's. Well,
why on earth would the ownership care about a report on a Jalen Polk? That makes no sense.
I don't know.
They do not care.
I believe, based on my history, that the ownership level does have sources in the media. That's all I'll say.
Oh, of course. But that story it's not even going to register with Robert Kraft.
I hope so. Or his son, as Bill Belichick questioned on his interview. I hope we're not going down that road. But I will say,
it's
Mike Vrabel feuded with Robert Kraft a little bit or butted heads with Robert Kraft back in the day with the CBA and Patriot Place and got him his butt traded.
So you don't think it's Elliott Wolf?
I think it's probably Elliott Wolf.
Well, they just say it's Elliott Wolf.
I'm not 100%.
Oh,
are you 100%?
Yeah, it's 100%.
Oh, I'm not 100%.
I tell you what, all the other options you've given me are 0%. So until you can give me a
I
better
I disagree
option.
With that. I think there is a chance it could be McDaniels. I think there's a chance
nothing
it could be Groh.
Nope.
I think there's a chance it could be Jonathan. There's a – hell, there's a chance it could be somebody in media relations.
Nope.
They've
Elliott
all been
Wolf.
Here for 40 years and have –
that's it.
Questionable allegiances with the organization. And I also don't really know why he's so upset about it. That's the next level. For the leak, I get why he's mad about the leak, but why is the information annoying to
him? Maybe there's other information that has been leaked, and he used that as an opportunity to make his point when he wasn't able to before.
I would agree with that, yeah. Because he specifically said it plural in that answer. Yeah. Like, we got to figure out where these leaks are
and
coming from.
And Giardi backed that up when we spoke with Giardi, that he's heard there's been other issues.
So it's probably now like, that I'm sick of this continuing to happen multiple times before we've even kicked off.
Right. It's almost like it's a little thing to get kind of that worked up about, but you're like, this might be my only chance to make a point about it without games coming up. Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So... And I think we're onto something.
We're definitely breaking this down.
We're breaking this case
as much as anyone, maybe more than some think we probably should here on WEEI Afternoons. I'm sorry though. The head coach called out rats
in
his organization.
That's a crazy thing to say.
Yeah.
It would be one thing if it was like Belichick in year 23 on the back end. Mike Vrabel's been the head coach for 8 months.
And it was also unprompted. It was just, hey, can you add anything to this report? We got to get these narcs out of this organization stat.
Like, and that's the other thing. He could have just said, I don't love the reports. I don't love that information.
Right.
He said rat.
Yeah.
Rat is a biting,
feels
like...
personal.
Yes.
It's personal.
Your rat is a derogatory term. Yes.
Right. That was... more we talk about this, the more I like talking about this. The more that I want to thank Mike Vrabel for what he said last night after that Patriots game. And finally, I did want to give real quick the results of today's show poll on Twitter, at Jumbo Hart, at WEEI Afternoons. And it was sort of... similar to the question about, you know, what do you feel really good about, but in a little different way. Now that training camp and the preseason games are over for the Patriots, how do you feel about the team's chances this season? Better, worse, or about the same? What do you think the winner is? Since you're filling in for Fitzy, you get to guess.
I think it's about the same. and I'm going to go with 45%.
It's 54%. Ah. So most people feel about the same. The thing that I find interesting is the better and worse categories are neck and neck together.
Really?
24% feel better, 22% feel worse. So there's almost equal groups that saw the same information.
Yeah.
And feel totally differently about it. I find that interesting.
Interesting. I wonder where the positive, not to be overly pessimistic, but I would love to know the rationale of the feel better people. Is it other than Travion Henderson, what can you unequivocally point to and go, I feel better? Maybe you feel better about Will Campbell now than when you were being told he had short arms. Maybe some people could probably construe, I feel better about Drake May now he had a decent camp. So it's probably, if you were to narrow it down, it's May and then probably an explosive guy like Henderson, and that's probably about it.
Yeah, I think it might be Drake May, and I think we've had enough reporters say, and even Josh McDaniels mention it, even when the bleep is hitting the fan around him, he hasn't fallen apart. He hasn't imploded. And I think that's a good sign for him. And that's a good reason, I think, to have some optimism. Because you assume they'll fix that. They'll get the line better. The other things will get better. And if he can deal with the worst case scenario, then imagine how good he'll be when it's not the worst case scenario.
Right.
Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, we've been teasing.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking about it a little bit, Dan Ball worked on it all night long. He had notepads and computers. Dan Ball's 53-man Patriots roster projection.
My second one.
2.0.
Yeah.
That's next on WEEI Afternoons, and Ted Johnson has promised to tear it to shreds.
Fantastic.
Stick around for that. But first, we have Dan Ball with What's Trending.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.